I'm Mark Purcell, and this is the Book Club at 91.7. Thanks for listening. She's the best-selling author of The Secret Life of Bees that spent many, many weeks on the charts and also was turned into a hit movie. Her second book, The Mermaid Chair, also spent time on the bestseller list and was made into a TV movie. And her latest book, The Invention of Wings, spent more than 25 weeks on the New York Times hardcover bestseller list and is now in paperback. Sue Monk Kidd's book, The Invention of Wings, is what's available, and I have Sue Monk Kidd on the phone with me. Sue, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
The Secret Life of Bees, I fell in love with back then, so I must be upfront and say I'm a fan already, Sue, but I love The Invention of Wings. And the story of these two very strong women in Charleston, growing up in Charleston in the 19th century, one with privilege and the other a slave. And I was fascinated because I usually don't go back and look at the origin of a book until after I've read the book to, you know, find a little more detail. And I was fascinated to find out that Sarah Grimke was a real person, the privileged one in The Invention of Wings. Where did this story come from? Where did you discover this?
Well, I was flabbergasted, too, about that. And I was in New York City. Well, I was in Brooklyn, actually, at the Brooklyn Museum, to see the Judy Chicago Dinner Party exhibit in 2007. And I was looking at the heritage panels where they list the names of 999 women who've made huge contributions to Western history, and there were the names of these two sisters, Sarah and Angelina Grimke. And I stopped in my tracks because they were from Charleston, South Carolina, where I was living, and I had not heard of them. And they became the first female abolition agents in America. They were the, you know, some of the earliest, if not the earliest, voices for women's rights in America. And who has heard of them? So I went home just on fire, on a mission to find out about them. And as I did, I was just astonished by their lives. I was totally captivated. And I knew I wanted to write a novel about them. So that's really how it started.
Well, it's interesting. I read your account in the back of the book, and you talk about how you didn't know exactly what your next novel is going to be about, but you knew you wanted to write about sisters, and here comes Sarah and Angelina, seemingly out of nowhere. That's quite a coincidence.
Well, sometimes ideas just do appear out of nowhere and grab you, and you're taken hostage, and that's it. And it was like that for me. I did not mind spending 4 years of my life writing this book with these women because they were so inspiring to me. But I knew almost immediately that if I was going to tell the story of Sarah Grimke, I wanted to tell the story of an enslaved woman as well, because I wanted both sides, both lens to be there. So that's how my two narrators developed.
Right. And the slave is named Hetty Handful Grimke, and she is quite a handful and quite a character, too. And I was interested in why you wanted to make sure there were both those. Was it because of Sarah's historical involvement in abolition that you wanted to be sure to have the slave point of view as well?
Well, you know, I think to understand that time, 1803, when the story opens, it spans 35 years up to 1838. If you're going to really look at that span of time, we can't just look at it through the lens of whiteness and the white population. We have to look at it through the lens of both enslaved people and free blacks who are also part of this story. So I just felt like for the balance and the perspective, you know, I wanted to look at it through these two characters as well.
I'm speaking with Sue Monk Kidd. Her novel, The Invention of Wings, the best-selling novel, now available in paperback. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org. And it's an interesting time where you start. As you said, you trace them over 35 years. It starts, 1803, I think, on Sarah Grimke's 11th birthday when she's gifted with the slave Hetty, or Handful, who is just about the same age. And these women grow up very different worlds, but they're sharing a world. And I have to say, I was frustrated at times for both of them because of the situations that they were put in, just as much for Hetty as I for Sarah as Hetty, because Sarah was facing up with those that strong paternal presence in her house, her father running things and saying, "No, Sarah, you can't be a lawyer." And it enraged me to read this, Sue.
Yes, me as well, to write it. But, you know, what was so wonderful about Sarah, and this was true of the historical Sarah, she wanted to make a big difference in the world. She sort of came into the world wanting to have a voice, wanting to have a vocation, and she yearned to be the first female lawyer in America. Now, that didn't happen. But she was vastly limited because she was a female, and that needed to be portrayed in the story. Most of those times where she was thwarted by her father, her brother, or mostly just her mother. I mean, her mother was a huge paternal voice, actually, because she had so identified with all of the culture. There's a moment in the story where it comes to a head, her young ambition. She's just about 13 years old, and she wants so desperately to have hope that she can have a vocation and a real education. And her mother just basically says to her, you know, every girl comes into the world with ambition, but it has to be knocked out of them. So just get used to it. And this was really a voice in the culture. And it's hard for us to imagine that today. And that was another reason I wanted to write the book, so that we can get a perspective of what these women went through and endured in order to have rights today.
I was very struck while reading The Invention of Wings also about the portrayal of Hetty, or a handful's story, as an urban slave. A lot of times when you hear about slavery, the first thing that pops to mind is plantations, cotton fields. But this was a very different type of slavery, this urban slavery. What did you learn about it while researching this book?
Well, Charleston at the time was a city of a lot of wealth and opulence. It was the fourth largest city in America. It was probably the wealthiest, maybe. And so in this time and place, there was no plantation slavery. It was urban slavery, in which the streets of Charleston were teeming with enslaved people. And they were going about their work and carrying messages and so forth. But the only way this system could survive was through incredible surveillance and control. It was a very brutal system. And through my research, it seemed to me it was every bit as brutal as plantation slavery. They had ways to, so to speak, keep their slaves in place, and it was not pretty. I mean, my research was shocking in a way of the workhouses, the punishments that were used at the time. So it was hard to learn about this, and yet I feel like as Americans we have to own this part of our history, and we have to look it clearly in the eye and deal with it and bring it to some kind of resolution, because you know, that's the legacy of racism comes from slavery.
I wanted to ask about the women in your books, because I'm thinking of Lily in The Secret Life of Bees, and Sarah and Angelina, and Hetty, or Mary Handful here in The Invention of Wings. You seem very drawn to these powerful, very forward-thinking women. What do you find attractive about them, Sue?
Well, I do love my characters, and I really inspired myself by the bravery that they have to have in order to achieve anything in the 60s, even back in the 18th century. And I came of age in pre-feminist America, and you know, some of this is real personal for me. And I, you know, in my own way, I kind of can identify with Sarah Grimke, who yearned and yet was thwarted and had her own failures of courage at times. You know, I remember having a formidable desire to be a writer, and having my guidance counselor in high school tell me that women weren't writers, really, and that I should fall back on something more reliable until, what if something happened to my husband? I could have something to do. I mean, this was the time. And so, you know, in my own way, I kind of identify with all of that. And so I guess I'm saying that it's the stuff of my history somewhat. But I don't know exactly why I'm compelled to write about gender, about race, other than I have some personal history with it and have witnessed things. But I feel a kind of responsibility about that. I think we want our writing to make a difference, too, and maybe it can start a bit of a conversation about it.
Sue Monk-Kidd, the best-selling author of The Invention of Wings, now available in paperback. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org, and find a link there to the book and to Sue's website. And in reaction to it, I was noticing in the paperback version you have Oprah Winfrey quoted talking about the novel and that heightened her sense of what it meant to be a woman, slave or free, and said it really changed the conversation. Is that a reaction that you've seen in to this novel?
I have seen very generous responses from many women about that. You know, young women who come away with a new idea of what it might have been like for our foremothers, so to speak, and how far we have come. And it gives them such an appreciation, I think, or I hope, for where they are and how much further we still have to go. Mostly I hear people say that they find inspiration in the lives of these two characters, Sarah Grimke and Hetty Handful. You know, inspired by their bravery and their doggedness and just wanting to find their own wings. I mean, these women were really struggling to invent their wings. And, you know, that's a human universal thing. We all want to overcome our limitations. And so people have said to me, you know, it maybe gives them some inspiration for that. But I want my work, my novels, to inspire somewhat and to help us have an empathetic experience with these characters and imagine what it might have been like for them and hopefully have it be relevant for their lives today.
Well, you're a wonderful storyteller, and I was curious as to whether, while faced with a real person and putting real people in your fictional novel, whether you felt that was dangerous as a writer. Because there's more than one, not just Sarah and Angelina. There are other actual people in the book. But did you find that dangerous or limiting in any way? Did it cause you any fear, Sue, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, you know, what kept me up at night in regard to this novel was that I was getting the relationship between Sarah Grimke and Hetty Handful, right? That was the thing that was so challenging. I wanted to make sure, because that's a very complex kind of relationship between mistress and slave. And I wanted to portray that with as much emotional honesty as I possibly could. But having historical figures in the novel, I mean, it was somewhat challenging at times, only because you have a historical script that you need to go by, and it kind of impinges a little bit on the flight your imagination wants to take. So you have to sort of find that place where you are true to the history and to their character, to who these figures really were, and at the same time can give a little bit of free rein to them as well, but always within what would be true to them. So that was an interesting challenge. I mean, I'd never written historical fiction before. Some people say The Secret Life of Bees is a historical novel, but I was alive in 1964, people, so I just can't imagine this as being a historical novel. But I think certainly this Invention of Wings is, and I found it just a real learning experience of how to find that really delicate place between imagination and history and staying really true to the facts, ma'am, but also letting my storyteller voice come in. So it was an interesting thing. Maybe that's why it took me 4 years to write it.
It could be. Well, thank you for all that you put into it, and thank you for the wonderful stories in it as well, Sue.
Well, thank you for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Sue Monk-Kidd, Her book, The Invention of Wings, her latest novel, is now available in paperback. Details at wvxu.org. It's quite a story of two women bound together as mistress and slave, and beautifully told and beautifully set in Charleston, South Carolina. The Invention of Wings by Sue Monk Kidd. This is the Book Club at 91.7.
Stay in touch with the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU's Facebook page, via email, book@wvxu.org, or on the web at wvxu.org.
You've been listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on this Saturday morning. The technical director is Bruce Ellis. The producer is Kevin Reynolds. The music director and segment engineer is Rick Andres. Web guru Jim Nolan. Announcers Robin Carey Allgaier. And I'm Mark Purcell. I hope you have a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend. Next time on the Book Club at 91.7, Neal Stephenson unveils his new science fiction epic, Seven Eves, which begins with the moon breaking into seven pieces in a race to save the creatures of Earth. That tale and more next Saturday on the Book Club at 91.7. Weekend edition straight ahead on 91.7 WVXU.